About 9,000 Alaskans are being forced out of their existing health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act. Last week, President Obama announced new rules that may allow some residents to keep their plans for another year. But for Fairbanks knife maker Mark Knapp, that fix doesn't go far enough. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Mark Knapp recently got a patent for a knife he calls the 1911 Combat Survivor. It looks like a basic hunting knife, but a compartment in the handle holds fire starter, a bowstring, and a small Leatherman, among other things. Knapp is packing up a small skiff to head to a remote spot on Kodiak Island to field test it.
We're going to the woods to hunt and fish and just use this thing in a harsh coastal environment and saltwater spray and all that, and see how it performs. That's what we're going to do.
Knapp is a proud small business owner who doesn't like the idea of getting assistance from anyone. He and his wife pay for health insurance on the individual market. This year, their premium was about $750 a month. But in October, Knapp got a letter from Primera Alaska saying his plan was being discontinued because of the Affordable Care Act.
We were pretty disappointed.
Primera suggested Knapp and his wife buy a similar plan for 2014 with a higher deductible that would cost $1,200 a month, a 60% increase. Insurance premiums are increasing in Alaska because all plans have to include a set of essential benefits, and insurance companies can't exclude people with pre-existing conditions. Because of their income, Knapp and his wife qualify for a subsidy of nearly $700 a month to help pay for the new plan. But Knapp doesn't like the idea of a government subsidy. He says it sounds like welfare.
While it may be more affordable to me, it's not more affordable in the overall picture, because someone is picking up the tab for me.
Knapp hopes Obama's recent fix for people with canceled plans will allow him to keep the plan he's on for another year. The state insurance director and Primera Alaska are still figuring out if that's possible. But ultimately, Knapp isn't satisfied with a short-term solution from the president.
All it does is postpone the problem. If I understand he's saying, no way, no how, will it ever be extended beyond a year?
When his plan is discontinued, Knapp says he has three choices. He can pay the higher premium, which he says he can't afford, buy a similar plan with a significant subsidy, or go uninsured. He says he's leaning toward the last option.
So for the first time in our adult lives, we're probably not going to be insured. And if we get sick, we're going to cover it ourselves if we can. And if we can't, then it's going to have to be amortized over a bunch of other hard-working Americans.
But for now, Knapp is focused on his next 2 weeks in the wilderness. He's looking forward to hunting deer, digging clams, fishing, and living off the land as much as possible. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.